You're listening to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast,
featuring the leadership of Ron Kitchens.
The topics discussed today are designed
to keep you moving always forward.
Hello, and thanks for listening in to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast with Ron Kitchens, CEO of Southwest Michigan First. I'm your host for today, Amanda Harrison. In the past few years, Southwest Michigan First has won several awards on wellness, including the Best and Brightest Wellness Awards, the Governor's Fitness Awards from the Michigan Fitness Foundation, and Michigan's Healthiest Employer Awards from MyBiz and Cranes. We've talked previously on the podcast about the foundation of our wellness strategy, a concept called choosing to cheat. And I encourage you, if you haven't already, to take a listen to that. But today, we're going to share some of the practical points of our wellness program. We've had several people write in through the blog asking for this strategy, so we're talking about it today. So, Ron, let's get started. In order to move forward with today's discussion, I want to first take a step back and recognize the fact that we're an economic development group. Our mission is to grow jobs. So, Ron, why are we so committed to wellness that we've been recognized with all of these awards?
Healthy people produce healthy results. Simply a matter of economics. We want to make sure that we have finely tuned players on our team that are taking care of themselves, and we know we are going to have better results, we're going to win more, we're going to succeed more at what we do if we take care of the people who are responsible for that success.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've heard you say before that we set such high goals for ourselves that we need our team to be extraordinarily healthy to meet those extraordinary goals.
Absolutely. It's a huge piece of the puzzle for us. We don't manufacture widgets. We're a consulting company. So our resources, our value, our inventory comes in and out of the door all day long. And we have to make sure that those people are finely tuned to be successful. And if you're not engaged in all aspects of your life, then the stress of that lack of engagement, whether it be financial, whether it be your physical, whether it be spiritual, the list goes on and on. But if those things aren't being met, you're less of a fully complete person, which means our results are going to be less.
Absolutely. So you touched on it a little bit, but when you say wellness, I know that you mean more of a holistic strategy, and it goes beyond just a gym membership. Can you explain, just for purposes of everyone listening, when we say wellness, what do we mean?
It's really five F's for us. It's fitness, which is what most people go to. It's finance, it's faith, family, and food. Each of those is equally important. Each of those has an impact on our success as a person, but our success organizationally.
So then let's break it down. I know that we have, again, already talked about this concept of choosing to cheat, and that's the foundation for our strategy. But we also have a wellness committee that, with your leadership, helps us move our strategy forward. So can you tell us a little bit more about the committee, why it exists, and why that model is working for us?
Yeah, because it originally, when we began this strategy, it was really myself and one other person on the team, and we would execute that. Well, it became clear as we've grown in size, we've grown in complexity, that we need a much more holistic approach that takes in the various skills, talents of our team. It compensates for my advanced age. And so it makes sure that we're demographically equal on their input to who we are organizationally. So there's seven members on the team. They come from people who are in different stages of their leadership, in different positions in the organization. But it's clear that I'm not the leader, and frankly, I'm not even at most of the meetings, because we would just do it my way. And it's my responsibility to cast the vision, but then it's the committee's responsibility to understand how we execute that vision and make sure that the programming that we're putting together is relevant for different times in your life. We were discussing before we went on the air this morning that I've been working on my estate planning and my retirement. Now I'm 18 or 20 years away from that. But it's important to understand that. And the things that I'm dealing with, they're not necessarily the things that interest you,
right,
who've still got many, many years to work. And so we can't just meet my needs or the needs of a 50-year-old man as opposed to somebody who's, you know, a 25-year-old woman. They're different. So it's the committee's job to make sure we're doing that. It's also their job to come up with some really creative ways to make sure that we're burdening people with knowledge on the different areas important to us around the health of the organization and health of the individual, you know, making sure that we understand and how we curate those. So we have a year-long calendar, and the committee is executing against that calendar. Sometimes it may be bringing in outside people. It may be team activities. It may be making sure that, you know, once a year, like a lot of organizations, we have a 401k. And so we could just bring somebody in to say, okay, here's your new forms and do that. But we go one step further, and the committee begins to teach people how to manage their 401k, how to understand what their investments are, what they mean, and really give them ownership. We also invite their families to come in to learn that. In fact, we've had people outside our organization come in and sit in the meetings so they can learn those things. And we want to share that wealth of knowledge.
So you've just talked about some of the things that our wellness committee comes up with, especially in the financial health category. But as we mentioned, it's so much more. It's a holistic strategy. So what are some of those other things that we've invested in as an organization related to our wellness?
Gosh, we do lots of kind of fun things too. So one of the things we did was, and by the way, I won. We did a soup cook-off competition. Now, I wanted it to be a queso competition, but the wellness committee kind of convinced me that, you know, bubbling hot cheese wasn't necessarily
probably healthier option.
Yeah. So we do that. We brought in a local bike shop to talk about bicycling, how to get a bike properly fitted, why bikes cost what they do. We entry-level yoga together, you know, financial peace, so an investment advisor to talk about that. We did a canvas painting project where we brought somebody in that taught us all how to paint pictures together. And so that was really fun. We've done glass arts. But, you know, we've also done some really fun, healthy things where, you know, we're learning about how to tune our bodies, tune our minds. And so it all goes to one of those, again, the five F's of fitness, finance, faith, family, and food. But and sometimes, you know, ideally it overlaps multiples of those.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we've done in recent months, especially, is bringing in outside experts to talk about different health-related topics. So things like understanding your numbers. So when you go to the doctor and you get those different numbers and stats on cholesterol, what does that mean? Things like how to read nutrition labels, and then even allowing our team to get one-on-one coaching with those people for individual wellness concerns. Can you talk about why that's important to you and something that you've wanted for the team?
It is important. You know, doctors are really overworked these days. And so it used to be, I guess, if you went in for an executive physical, that your doctor would spend a lot of time going over all of your numbers with you, and you knew what, you know, your cholesterol levels should be, and you knew how to address that. And too many times today, people don't get that level of coaching. So we encourage all of our team members to get their annual physical kind of around the same time of the year, and then to come in with their own numbers. And then we bring in a speaker who can talk about what numbers mean. And then we'll sit down one-on-one with each member of the team if they would like, if they don't have a healthcare provider who does that, and talk to them about, well, this number's high and this number's low, and here are the kind of things you could do with that. But it's also about just knowing the simple things. You know, how do you really read a nutrition label? How do you know what things, just because they're listed, are they healthy? Are they not healthy? It's too easy to buy into kind of the pop culture of health. So we think it's important that we bring that in. But it's also important to understand, have somebody who helps you advocate for yourself and your own health. So we do provide coaching for members of the team who would like, you know, whether it's, I'd like to know how to stretch better, or a fitness routine to go along with that. Our members, our team members all have access to gyms. We contribute half of the cost to that if they do it. It's not enough just to have a gym membership. You need somebody to tell you how you can reach your personalized goals and work you through it. So those are all things that are very important to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as you can hear, wellness, again, it's holistic for us, but fitness is an important piece of that. And I know we've started to touch on some of those things, but how else does our strategy support that physical fitness component?
All right, so the first thing I'm going to do is challenge the leaders listening to this. If you're the point leader and your team's not seeing you with a gym bag and seeing you leave work and work out, this will never work. So let me just state that if you are not personally committed, they will never give themselves permission to be committed. So if you came to our office at noon on most days, you're going to see members of the team headed out the door with a bag around their shoulder on beautiful weather. You're going to see them with bicycle helmets in their hand. They're absolutely going to go out and work, but sometimes you have to work during lunch. So you'll see them disappear at 2 o'clock or whatever time works for them to get that workout in and that fitness regime. And all the data I've ever seen shows that people are more productive after basic exercise. Whether it's just walking around the block a couple of times in the middle of the day, it really does get those creative juices flowing. It brings your stress levels down. So for us, it's critically important. But if the point leader doesn't do it, they're not going to do it. Your team members won't do it. And it's enough to say, oh, I encourage you to do that. The best way you can do is lead on this and let them see you do that. It's also important for us that we have facilities. So we've got a small locker room that's got a private shower where people can keep things there so they can go work out and they can clean up. Now, most of the time, people don't take showers. They're just really using it to clean up and freshen up. But you've got to provide that space somehow, somewhere. Now, we've got a number of gyms close to our office, and people mostly use those. But you've really got to understand that that's critical. And for us, it's also making sure that we've got lots of healthy food alternatives. So we're one of these places that, you know, there always seems to be leftover muffins and bacon from events in the office. And I've made the mistake this week of having jelly beans on my desk, which I fully will cop to.
But they're like blueberry flavored and stuff.
Oh, so they're like healthy flavors. They're in theory, right. You know, they've got antioxidants in them or something. But we also make a very conscious effort to have healthy snacks. And we're in an environment where our people are working long hours. They're working odd hours. So if we don't have those things in place, then people will either have to leave and we lose a lot of productivity, or they revert back to this vending machine model of management where everybody eats Snickers bars and thinks it's healthy because they have peanuts in them. It's just not who we want to be. It's not who we profess to be. And it doesn't add to our bottom line if we don't make sure that we're providing really healthy alternatives to people.
And I'm one of those people who've just recently started taking advantage of this policy and going to work out at lunch with three other women in the office. So we go to a local gym, we do a spin class together, and I always return feeling more refreshed and energized. And then my second part of that routine is always grabbing a string cheese out of the refrigerator. So having those healthy snacks on hand is great, especially when your office is right across the street from Coney Island. So we love Coney Island, but cheese fries every day is not a good option. So we've got a lot more to cover on our wellness strategy. This podcast is actually going to be a two-parter. So next time we'll cover things like taking time to rest, the healthcare kind of HR benefit side associated with wellness, community involvement, and some more. So Ron, any closing thoughts for today without giving too much away for our next podcast?
I think there's two things that leaders have to take away from wellness. The first being that it is good for your bottom line. I'm a capitalist. I know that if we don't create a margin, then we will not have our mission. So we've got to build amazing people who produce to our bottom line. For us, that's our belief that the greatest force for change is a job. So this is about investing to have a return on investment. But the second thing as a point leader, if you can't buy into this, then just creating a policy to do this will never succeed. You really have to lead against this, which is hard for a lot of folks because it feels soft. It feels like something that is self-indulgent. But I'm telling you, when it comes to wellness, you've got to be selfish with your desires and with your wellness because nobody else is going to do it for you.
Thanks for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. We hope today's insights will help you develop into the leader you dream to be. To subscribe to Ron's blog or to submit a question for Ron to discuss in a future podcast, visit ronkitchens.com or tweet him @ronkitchens. Still listening? Hungry for more leadership development? Then you have got to get to Catalyst University on January 28 in Kalamazoo. No matter where you're at in life, Catalyst University will help launch your leadership to new heights. Just visit catalystuniversity.me to learn more and book your tickets.